Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 54, I believe, of the From Pain to Power podcast. And I hope you're all doing well. Thank you for listening to my episode on driving last week. It was kind of a little bit of a random episode, but I thought it was just on my mind a lot. And obviously, I think about these things through the lens of trauma and the nervous system. Yeah, I just wanted to share that. And it's still been on my mind since sharing it. So a little update from me. My back is doing much better. Thankfully, my amazing physio, Brian O'Rourke, who is based in Dublin, is doing an amazing job with me. He's very talented and he also does online consultations. I'll make sure to link his website in the show notes for anyone who needs a good physio. And the reason why he's so good is because he works systemically with the whole body and very holistically. I actually had a disc injury, which was a lot more serious than I thought it was. So it really helped to explain why the pain was so bad. My moving house day has happened. I actually hired some people to help me with that, which was a great investment. A company called Caroline here in Ireland, who helped me move my furniture and my belongings. And yeah, just a handful of very strong men for the day, which was, well, half the day, which was great. And I've also officially completed the second year of the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training. And that's been really, really good. I've actually been quite quiet about that training publicly and so on my social media and even on my podcast in terms of like the group this year and the process, because when I'm in a process with a group, I'm in a process and I'm very present with it. And I haven't figured out how, I don't think I need to speak about it. And I like to keep things very boundaried and I don't feel I need to kind of talk about what's happening on the inside just yet. So yeah, so that's what's been happening. But it's been a lovely, lovely journey with a whole group of amazing, amazing people. Yeah, and I will definitely make sure to share more about that and hopefully have some of the graduates on the podcast in the coming months. But yeah, it's just been such an honor to journey with them from October to March. And there's been some incredible transformations and learnings, and I've learned so much along the way, and it hasn't been perfect. I've made mistakes and awkward things have happened, but we've gotten through it and we've all been in our humanity on that training. And that's, yeah, it's been such a gift and just been so lovely to see the connections form. So they will be graduating and getting their certificates. And as I said before, the waiting list is open for that. And I'll be doing webinars in the summer coming May and June. So yeah, so they're all my updates. And today I want to talk about going back to the trauma conversation. So as you know, a lot of my work is rooted in the polyvagal theory and the nervous system. And for anyone who is new to my work, I am a women's health coach specializing in the menstrual cycle, chronic pain and trauma, and the intersection of all of those pieces and how we can support people to feel better in their body and to feel more connected and alive and free. And I have recorded quite a lot of episodes already on trauma and the nervous system, episodes 43 to 49. So you can go back and listen to those. But today's episode is called The Healthy Fight-Flight Response. And the reason I have chosen this topic is because it's a theme that is coming up in some of my client work. And I just think it's really interesting, the healthy fight-flight response. Okay, so before I get into the healthy fight-flight response, I'm going to talk about the fight-flight response and explain it again, what it is and why it's there. So the fight-flight response in the nervous system, and a lot of you will have heard this already, it's a very common term. It is a part of the sympathetic nervous system. It is a response to perceived or actual threat in the environment, internally or externally, and where the body goes into a state of choosing one of two options, to fight or to flight a particular situation. It is driven by the hormones cortisol and or adrenaline. And it is, yeah, it's a response to any kind of threat or perceived threat or any kind of danger. And the whole purpose of the fight flight response is to keep you safe and keep you alive. And we all have it. Every living animal has it. And yeah, it's that feeling that you get when you feel like you're nearly going to crash your car, or, you know, you're just you're swerving or something like that. Or somebody says something that's really upset you, you might lash back or react or snap. That would be a fight response. Or if you suddenly feel like you need to remove yourself from a situation, that would be a flight response. And yeah, so that's the fight flight response in the sympathetic nervous system. We all have it. And it's a neutral thing. It's not a good or a bad thing. Well, it actually is a good thing because it keeps you alive. But the reason I'm talking about this today is because the fight flight response, I think, this is my opinion now, gets a bad rap in the wellness world. And a lot of wellness, and even in the trauma and the somatic work world, there can be a lot of focus on down-regulating the nervous system, a lot of focus on calming the nervous system, a lot of focus on getting away from the fight-flight response, which is helpful because it's not so much the fight-flight response that's a bad thing. It's that when we are stuck in a fight-flight response for a long period of time, or we're flooded in it, or we have this kind of fight-flight response running constantly on in the background, then it can have a negative impact on our well-being, our mental health, our emotional health, or our physical health, because a lot of adrenaline and cortisol is very depleting on the body. And it's as though your insides are always working really hard. It's like those soldiers on the inside are keeping their guard up all the time, and they never get a chance to go on holidays, and they never get a chance to down tools. They never get a chance to let their guard down. And so there's that kind of protective response always on. And again, it's very helpful. It's something that has kept you safe all your life, and there's a reason for it being there. It's your defenses. It's very normal. But if you are exhausted, if you're suffering with chronic fatigue or long-term chronic pain or a lot of low-level anxiety, then that fight-flight response that's always on isn't necessarily serving you for the here and now. It's usually there because of trauma and stuck trauma from the past, or ways of thinking or ways of being or lack of boundaries or whatever it is. And so that's one of the reasons why a lot of the wellness world is focused on this down regulating the nervous system. There's a lot of like calming and soothing and breath work and all these things to help like regulate your nervous system, to bring kind of calm into your body. But the reason I want to talk about the healthy fight flight response is because I want to, I guess, look at it from this other perspective, which is that the flight flight response is helpful, and that sometimes we need to encourage it to be there. And sometimes we need to do the somatic work, which is the opposite of calming, and rather build more capacity for the fight flight response, build more access to healthy fight flight, healthy aggression, as Dr. Peter Levine, he talks about that a lot in his work, studied his modality, somatic experiencing. And also another teacher whose work I really love, Kimberly Ann Johnson. She has a great feminist lens in her work, similar to mine, where she's looking at, this is what this podcast about, is really supporting women to have safety with their healthy fight flight response. And that is huge part of the work I do when I'm working with women, and some clients that I'm currently working with at the moment. I had one today. We were talking about this fight flight response, and this particular client has been doing amazing work. She's been doing loads of really good somatic work, learning about her nervous system in other courses, and read lots of books about it, and learning how to really downregulate the nervous system because of certain symptoms she was experiencing. But our work now together is my interest for her, and what is presenting in our work is this fight flight response and getting to know it and creating safety with it and building a container for it. And that's a really, really, really important part of this work, because if we continue to try to kind of quote unquote downregulate the nervous system and calm ourselves, that is helpful. But in the long term, it's a little bit of a bypass, because we really have to look at the reason why the fight flight response is getting triggered, and think of other ways that we can support it and create access for it and containment for it. So that if you think about it, the fight flight response wants to fight something or wants to flight from something. And if we're constantly trying to calm that piece down, it's going to keep coming back. And so my thinking when I'm working with people is to think about what is the fight flight response wanting? What is it wanting completion with? What is it wanting to fight? What is it wanting to flight? What is it wanting? Sometimes it needs like this completion of a cycle in order for it then to settle. And that's the piece that I'm really, really interested in. And when we look at it from that social justice, like the gender piece as well, you know, the fight flight response is, as Dr. Stephen Porges, as he talks about, this mobilizing energy in the system. If we're moving from freeze to fight flight, it is mobilizing. It is an action oriented energy that drives you to fight or drives you to flight in a different way. And therefore, that energy has to go somewhere. It can't just keep being pushed down. It has to come out of the system. And one way that the fight flight response presents is anger. And anger is a gendered emotion for a lot of people. And so if you don't have safety with anger, then we don't have access to healthy aggression or healthy fight flight response. And we can internalize anger and press it down, or it turns into that internalized inner critic, or just ruminating thoughts about whatever and not really going anywhere. It's never getting a kind of satisfactory completion of sorts. And so when I'm working with people, I'm also thinking about, how is this person safe with their anger? Do they have access to it? Do they think about it? Do they allow themselves to be angry? Other ways that the fight flight response can show up is through, you know, the need for boundary setting, perhaps somebody not feeling comfortable in expressing their creativity or expressing themselves or even voicing opinions. You know, we do live in a very critical world, and so it can be very normal to feel afraid of, you know, expressing your opinion or expressing your art or putting yourself out there or setting that boundary or having that difficult conversation and allowing yourself to be angry. And so this fight flight response, it does want to take risks. It does want to set boundaries. It does want you to be creative. It's about saying no to things. It is about walking away. It is about having that difficult conversation, you know, drawing a line under things and moving on from things. It's about your relationship with your agency. It's about your relationship with your consent. It can even be as simple as, like, you know, going back to real basics, like, what ice cream would you prefer? Would you prefer chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream or strawberry ice cream? And for you to have access to knowing your yes and your no on the inside, right? And I know a lot of people will be like, I don't mind. but really knowing which you prefer in that moment and having the ability to choose and voicing, you know, what it is that you want. And so that healthy fight flight response, it is part of your life force energy, and we can't keep pushing it away. And so I'm going to give you some examples from my own personal life. During the week, I was dealing with something a little bit difficult, and some feelings and pressure was coming my way from something, and someone wasn't doing something that I needed them to do. And anyway, I was annoyed and quite stressed about it. And I'm in my inner autumn, so that premenstrual energy really heightens, you know, anxiety when it's there. And I didn't know what to do. And then I kind of sat with myself and I was like, I think I need to say something. You know, I think I really need to say something to this person. And I just said the thing that I needed to say. I felt better. Like, it wasn't like I wasn't being aggressive to the person. I was very respectful, but like, I just said the thing that I needed to say. And then I felt like my system felt better. And it's like, oh yeah, sometimes I don't need to go and meditate or do yoga or, you know, do mindset work. Actually, sometimes I just need to say the thing or hand something back or ignore something, or, you know, it's that kind of real, your yes and your no on the inside and leaning into what's yours and, you know, moving on or pushing things away that don't belong to you. And when I think about my client cases and some of my students as well, you know, being women, and to not go into the details, obviously, of their stories, but one of the ways that we lose access to our fight flight response is living in a world where people question us or doubt us or don't trust us, right? And so with one client in particular, there was a significant person in her life who didn't trust her with whatever, you know, many things. And she has internalized self-doubt about, you know, herself, which is coming from these relationships. And so, you know, it's not that inner critic doesn't all belong to us. It is as a result of this world we live in, your upbringing, your relationship with your family, your parents, people around you, other women. men, you know, whoever, people just in general, and or how you're treated in the workplace and the impact that that has on you. So if you have lived a life where you've been questioned a lot, or you've been criticized a lot, or you've been doubted a lot, or you've not been trusted for whatever reason, then, you know, it can result in a lot of internalized fear and self-doubt and self-criticism. And then when we have a lot of fear, it can be very hard to be sure of ourselves and trust ourselves. And then therefore that fight flight response, we don't have access to it. It's just kind of lingering in the background and we're not really doing anything with it. And we're trying to like push it away, or we might do calming exercises with it, but not lean into our yes and our no and our difficult conversations and our I'm going to do this and I'm not going to think about it and I'm going to draw a line under this and I'm going to pick that ice cream and I don't want to do this. And even in my own coaching sessions with clients, when a client says to me, no, Lisa, I don't want to do that, I am so happy. I'm like, yes, that client has access to their yes and their no. Like, regardless of what I think we should do, what's more important in the room with me is that they are able to voice their agency. That is like the number one thing that I'm like so happy about when people do that. So yeah, it's a lot to think about. And that, you know, to have that healthy fight flight response, it does take time. And I know that a lot of people will really relate to this episode, and I certainly did as well. And it was a journey for me. And another like example I have is where I journeyed a piece around accessing my own anger. And a few years ago, I went through a difficult situation and ended up being left with a lot of, well, it was a lot more than anger. It was rage. And I didn't know how to be in relationship with rage, and I had to do some work on that. And one of the things I did was I started a rage journal, and I started to have conversations with my rage and just put whatever the rage wanted to say down on paper. And I found that really, really helpful to do, to like be in relationship with it and to build safety with it, and that it didn't have to be like all or nothing. I didn't have to like completely lash out at the world. But I knew at least that I was in myself in connection with it, and that over time I could choose what to do with it. And again, it goes back to that agency and consent and your own internal power and choosing how you want to be in relationship with these things. So if you're thinking about your own relationship with your fight flight response and that healthy aggression, that forward moving life force energy that is wants to pursue things and wants to progress and wants to move forward, and you know, speaking of driving, I remember when I was taking my driving lessons years ago, and my driving instructor, she said to me, it's really important that you progress after a junction. You know, don't just like keep going slow. Like, you have to progress and move on with the traffic. That's a really important part of being on the road and, you know, being at the driving at the speed of the traffic. And it's the same in life. It's like you want to stay connected and you want to be moving forward in things, and you want to be going after the things you want, obviously within reason. And that's a very natural order of things, to be moving forward. And so to have access to healthy fight flight response helps make that a lot easier, so that you can feel safe, so that the anxiety is less, so that there's more calm. You have access to ventral, like you have access to fight flight response and mobilizing energy, but you're rooted in that rest and digest. You're rooted in ventral, so that you can do the scary thing but feel okay, and that it's not flooding your system. So when we think about your examples of being in a healthy fight flight, you know, having access to healthy fight flight energy, the reality is that if you are coming into connection with taking risks, saying no, setting boundaries, creativity, walking away from things, you know, not giving a shit with certain things, you know, things like that, your agency, your consent, your yes, your no, drawing a line under stuff, just, you know, not overthinking, just doing things and not thinking about it, moving on from things. When you are starting to do that, there can be, obviously, like when anything new happens, uncomfortable feelings. So there can be fear and worry and anxiety and, you know, having difficult conversations. If you're only getting used to that in your life, that can be very dysregulating. So it's important that you take it gently with this. It's important that you look after yourself and mind the difficult emotions that come up with this, and that you buffer them as well. And that even with this work, right, I've written down here, even saying quote unquote enough to like inner work. And I often say to my clients, again, if they're processing something very difficult, I always remind them that like, you don't have to process all of this today. Like, you can just choose to not think about this work for as long as you want. You have agency and consent, and you can distract yourself and you can watch Netflix and you can go on that walk and do something completely different. You don't have to be doing all this inner work all the time. And that's really, really important that you are able to just choose that for yourself. That's more important than anything else. And that, like, because the end of the day, we're never going to be able to like process all the feelings and do all the stuff. But to know what's enough for you is more important than anything. So my prompt for you is to think about how can you build safety with the feelings and the new course of action. So say if you are wanting to be better at, you know, those difficult conversations or walking away or speaking up for yourself, there will be uncomfortable feelings there. But how can you build safety with the uncomfortable feelings? What do you need to support yourself with that? So some ideas could be talking it out with a friend. You can journal about it. You can write a letter to the person first and just put all your feelings down on paper. You can do somatic work, any kind of somatic self-touch. I do in my coaching, I do show people exercises to support them with that access to healthy fight flight. I really like Qigong as well. That's a really nice way to get that energy moving, especially in the mornings. Exercise, getting movement into your body. Creativity. So for me, my creativity at the moment is very much in my business, in my writing, and in this podcast, obviously, really just giving myself that permission to put content out into the world. I don't really think about it afterwards very much. If I make a mistake, I give myself permission to just move on. And that's another thing I've written down here is letting yourself be flawed and moving on. It can be hard to do, but to choose to do that, to really choose to do that. Something happened yesterday in my professional training and I made a mistake with times. And my original self was giving myself a hard time for it. And then I thought, you know, like, it's okay. I've made a mistake. It's going to happen. The training is still pretty new. I'm getting help with it next year, more help with it next year. And it's just the way it is. So no point giving myself hard time and I'll do better next time. So there are all the thoughts on the healthy fight flight response. I'd love for you to consider that for yourself, to really consider where in your life would it be helpful to speak up or do the thing or, you know, set that boundary over trying to calm away this healthy fight flight response, and what activities or exercises or people and places support you with that. So if I'm feeling anxious and dysregulated, I now give myself time to, obviously I have lots of things that I do to help soothe and calm me, but I also allow myself to think of what is my system needing? Is it needing to say something? Am I holding on to something that's not mine? Have I internalized something? And to just really give my system a chance to think about the kind of the fight flight response. And something that is great about my client work at the moment is, you know, these clients who I've been working on with this healthy fight flight response and supporting their access to healthy aggression and just that fight flight energy is something, yeah, just the results and seeing the results they're getting with this work is really, really just incredible and just goes to show how important this part of the trauma and somatic work is. I'm thinking about one client in particular who has a long history with chronic fatigue syndrome and knows a lot about the nervous system. But the more she has access to the healthy fight flight response, the less in self-protection mode that she is. And, you know, how that is showing in her reality is that she's a lot less afraid to leave the house. She's going out and doing things more. She is engaging in life, taking risks. There's a lot more excitement now moving through her system as opposed to fear and needing to constantly protect and prevent a crisis from happening. And yeah, like engaging in activities, going places, traveling, going to events and getting out and doing things and having fun. And that was one of the things she said was like, I'm really having fun. And that's that is what we want in this work, is to see these types of results where people are able to navigate their nervous system better. They have much more fluidity in their nervous system and are able to do the things that they want to do and live a life where they're not in this constant self-protection mode all the time. So yeah, that's just an incredible thing to be able to see. And then in my student work, I'm currently seeing other students who are also practicing their access to the healthy aggression, healthy fight flight, and their creativity is, you know, there's a lot more ease with their creativity, a lot more safety. Showing up, being themselves, taking risks, thinking about building a business. You know, if you're building a business, you do have to have access to that
healthy aggression, because otherwise if you're just pushing and pushing through, it's absolutely exhausting. And so to think about how you can support yourself in opening up lots of space for healthy, healthy fight flight energy.
So I'd be really curious to hear how you get on with this, and you can leave me a message on Instagram or you can send me an email. And again, if anyone is interested in doing one-to-one work with me, I have some space coming up soon. We do a lot of work on the nervous system and our relationship with the nervous system and supporting you to build your capacity with accessing healthy fight flight, to be rooted in your ventral, in your rest and digest, and to know what to do when and if the freeze response or the fight flight response take over. And it is very, very different for women than it is for men. It is very different for anyone from different identity groups, minority groups. And so those are all things to be considered in your work. I specialize in working with women, people with chronic pain, trauma, and you're more than welcome to pop a consultation in my diary. I offer free consultations so we can get to meet each other first. And we start off with a 3-month session. And you can have a read through my website to learn more about that. And that is it for me. I wish you a lovely, lovely rest of your week. I'm actually going on holidays tomorrow to Spain with my friends just for a few days. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's been a really, really busy time for me. So I'm really excited to just have some rest and relaxation. And I will speak to you very soon. Lots of love. Bye.
Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.